Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right, well, happy
Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. It's Wednesday, and we are so grateful that you have been able to join us. Remember, if you miss us in the morning, you can always listen in the PM or go online and listen to our show. We are so grateful that you have joined us today. Today I have in the house with me my regular co-host, Charles. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you for being here.
I appreciate it, too. I guess I'm Robin to your Batman.
Oh, listen, I love that. I haven't seen that show for ages. So for those of you who are just joining us, where have you been? We have been going since August 1st.
Yes.
And here we are in a new month.
God has gifted us with another month to keep going.
And we look forward to being here for quite a long time. If you're just joining us, what we do, we follow a sort of method for each day. It's spies. So on Mondays, we look at the spiritual aspect of our lives, because we are not just body, we are spiritual. On Tuesdays, we look at the physical. On Wednesdays, we look at the intellectual. Mm-hmm. On Thursdays, we deal with the emotional. And then on Fridays, we look at the social. But we are such complex beings. We are all interrelated. Yes. And that's an indication of the person who made us. A right. product is an indication of its producer. And so you can look at the complexity of man and say the God who made us is out of this world. Yes. We're literally out of this world.
And when we look at those aspects of the spies, we, formed by God, we are at the highest level
yes.
of those
yes, we are.
Aspects of spies.
So yes.
That's also important.
And it's amazing how interconnected yes. we are. So when we thought of spies, listening audience, it's not that we were going to say, okay, we don't have to take care of the spiritual today mm-hmm. because it's physical, and then forget the physical, we'll just focus on the intellectual. They're all interrelated. And isn't it strange but understandable that if you're physically not well,
yes.
almost everything else fades into yes. the background. It doesn't matter your physical health.
Yeah, yesterday we talked about the physical aspect and we talked how important it was to take care of our bodies. I know with me, and my wife can attest to this, when I'm in pain, just give me what I need and leave me alone. So the social aspect is gone. The emotional aspect is gone. I'm probably not thinking too well, so the intelligence is gone. And I'm probably asking God, why am I going through this? So everything is just up and down, you know. And you know, wives are caretakers.
Yes.
And sometimes I guess I offend her. Just give me what I need and leave me alone.
But it's amazing how complex we are. And you can look at a product and have an idea of its maker. Mm-hmm. And when you look at how complex we are as human beings, you can't help but think how great our manufacturer is.
Yes.
Because yes. the product is an indication very often of the producer.
Yes. And you know, as we talk, thoughts are always coming to
yes.
me. And when we're focused on the intellectual aspect today, the two of us can read the same scripture and get two totally different interpretations of it. Not that you are right and I'm wrong, or I'm right and you're wrong. That's the way we see it. That's the intellectual gift that God has given us.
The mind.
Yes.
The mind. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Now, there's a part of us, we all know, that tends to want to do our own thing.
Yes.
There's a sinful nature that we all have. Mm-hmm. And as believers, our minds are renewed. And it is a constant battle to make sure that the old man, the old way of thinking, does not dominate this new person that we are. So there are times, even jokes that we might want to make or laugh at, we have to think, does it align with this new mind that I have?
Right. And intellectually, when you're a new creature in Christ, your mind wants to stay back where it was. And a lot of people will say, I was having fun back then.
Mm.
Were you really?
Were you really?
And because when you're in Christ, you have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Did you have that peace back then when you were not in Christ? So, yes, our mind is a constant battle to make sure that we stay that new creation.
I love gardening. I actually do. When I give up my day job, I'm going to become a gardener. but I notice, my brother Charles, that if I don't have to plant weeds, I don't have to plant weeds.
Right.
I have to invest time, or sometimes it feels like wasting time, pulling out weeds that I didn't plant. Because they tend to choke the things that I deliberately planted. And our minds are like that. We have to be mindful what we let into our minds and what we entertain, especially as men. And let's be honest, we are visual creatures.
Yes.
That's how God made us.
Yes.
So we have to mind our eyes, because our eyes, I'm not saying we should go around blind, but we have to be mindful.
Yes, and we're a product of our environment, and our eyes take in all types of information.
Yes.
But your mind can filter
that's
that
the
information.
Word. Yes.
So even though you're taking in everything, you can consciously say, okay, I'm not going to let that linger. I'm not going to let that take me in another direction. I'm going to focus on what's going to be edifying, what's going to be positive.
The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Which is powerful, because it therefore means we can choose which mind we use. Have you ever used the expression, probably you haven't, but I've heard people said, I'll give you a piece of my mind. Well, it depends on which piece you're giving me, because if you have
piece,
the mind of Christ, well, hopefully that's what comes out first.
And when they say that, are they really thinking, I'm going to give you a piece of Christ's mind? Nah, not usually when they say that.
Yeah. We have the mind of Christ. And let's face it, as men, one of the battles that we have is, there's an old song, watch your eyes, what you see, watch your ears, what you hear, because those things help to shape your thoughts. But the Bible says we have the mind of Christ, which means as believers and certainly as dads and as men, we want to make sure that our thoughts are Christ-like. And sometimes that's a battle and a struggle, but it's not an unwinnable one.
That's correct. And in the Bible, it says that we should put on the whole armor of God. And a part of that is the helmet, which protects our minds.
Our minds.
Yes.
Yeah. I think of the story of David. David was a mighty warrior. Mm-hmm. But one day, rather than going out to fight, he just had a day off, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with taking a day off. So he went up onto top of his castle and just looking around and looked over next door and saw Bathsheba.
Yes.
Now, if that story were to be rewritten, it could mean that David said, I'm going right back down. I'm going downstairs. But apparently he didn't. And so what his eyes saw, his mind dreamt, and we know what happened. So we have to be careful with our minds.
Yes, and it's so easy now, especially today's society. When you see things, they package it so well.
Even the commercials.
Yes, to where you're thinking, okay, that's not so bad. But as it seeps in and you continue to let it seep in, you don't even realize it's taking you out down a different path. So we always have to be mindful of what we allow in.
When I was growing up, which was not long ago.
Okay.
We used to sing a song, "Watch your eyes, watch your eyes, what you hear," or watch your ears, what they hear. I was in a building some time ago, Charles, doing some work. And you know how some office buildings play background music? And the music was playing. And after I left the building, I was probably in there for about an hour, I found myself singing, "Hello, my friend, hello." No, I have nothing against, what's his name?
Oh, man.
Really?
I know who you're talking about.
I'm thinking, hold on a minute.
How did that song get stuck in my mind?
Because your mind is like a sponge. If you put sponge in water, guess what it soaks up?
It soaks up water.
Yes. If I put sponge in blood, it soaks up blood. Yeah. So we have to be mindful what we expose our mind or our ears to, because automatically it will seep in. And when the Bible says we have the mind of Christ, it therefore means we have to protect what goes to our ears and what goes to our eyes. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be monks and walk around with blinkers, but it's a constant battle. As men, and especially men, we're visible. We have to guard our eyes, and what our eyes catch, we have to guard our minds thereafter. Whether you're married, single, or whatever it is, that is one of the challenges that as dads and as men, we have to be mindful of. And not deny, but be mindful of it.
Because when you take in that information, it's so important to process it properly. Because we're always, whether we're conscious of it or not.
That's right.
We're always taking in information, eyes and ears.
Yes.
But we must exercise our mind of Christ. Sometimes we lose that focus.
Yes, sometimes we do.
As far as the mind of Christ.
Yes.
That's when things tend to make our minds stray away from Christ-like things. So we must be conscious of that. Not saying when you were in that office building, but you were concentrating so much on what you were doing, maybe the mind of Christ maybe took a little back step. And that music you kept hearing, but I dare say if you were concentrating on what you were doing and you were singing a hymn, you wouldn't have even heard that background music.
So the mind, I'm going to use this analogy, it's like a sponge. What you expose it to, it absorbs.
Yes.
And so if we consciously expose our minds to positive stuff, and when I say positive stuff, I don't necessarily mean just the Bible. I'm talking about positive stuff. Then our minds will absorb that, which is why, as dads, it is so important that we help our kids, especially when they're growing up, when they become adults, they make their decision, what they are exposed to. And the world in which we live, man, before they even come out of the womb, they're being exposed to things that when we were growing up, they were hidden behind counters.
Never even thought about those type of things. And I tell you, as dads, there are a lot of dads, and I'm sure I was one, that dealing with your children, you tend to focus on what they did wrong. Intellectually, that could affect them. But when you get that balance, and there's the word again, and focus just as much on what they're doing right, that will encourage them. Because society as it is now anyway, they tend to focus on the negative. You look at the news.
Yeah.
They sensationalize whatever is going wrong.
Yeah.
And because goodness doesn't sell,
no.
basically.
No.
So.
No. What's the old saying? Sex sells. And it's yes. not normal sex, too. The more the weirder it is, the more yes. it attracts. Let's face it. And the producers know that. These yes. Hollywood people or whoever, they know that there's that part of us, especially men. Guys, we're talking to you. We know ourselves.
Yeah.
And so, but for the grace of God,
yes.
the mind that we have could go crazy, and it all starts with the mind, because yes. as a man thinketh,
so is he. Yes, and it's always so discomforting when I see something that God has created
beautiful,
that is beautiful, and man has taken it and just twisted it and made it become something that's just almost disgusting sometimes. And, you know, our world sometimes, man, you wonder.
Yeah.
You wonder how it's going to be. And like we said, these are things we never even considered when we were children growing up. I pray for the generation coming up now, because they're exposed to so many things that could affect their mind.
And so soon.
And so soon, yes.
I can clearly remember, disclosure here, man, that I went into a store, and for some reason I ended up behind the counter. You know, you're not supposed mm-hmm. to go over there. I probably was lost. You know how you get lost sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And there were magazines across there that the shopkeeper was mad with me because I went there to see them. No, forget magazines.
Yes.
You just need a phone. They call it a smartphone. I'm not even sure it's that smart anymore.
Yeah, it's, wow. And I have grandchildren, and I've had foster children, and it's just amazing the things that they are exposed to. And most of the time, majority of the time, it's not in the home. It's outside the home.
Right.
And it makes you wonder, where is our society going?
And it leads to the question, I'm going to ask you this, my brother, and I'm not sure if it's just a rhetorical question. How do we protect our kids? How do we even protect our own selves? Because the world in which we live, you don't have to seek rubbish or garbage or filth. It comes to you in deluge. So how do we deal with the influx of pornography and filth that floods the airways and the visual aids that we have? Almost every phone is called a smartphone mm-hmm. now. Having access to anything, anywhere. How do we protect ourselves or our kids?
We must be proactive. Just as they're being exposed to the negativity, we must expose them to the positivity. Mm. We must give them as much positivity as they're getting negativity, because ultimately you want to let your children know all the information so they can make the best decision for themselves. My dad used to always say, I will take care of my children and teach them the best way I know how, and hope that they make good decisions for themselves. Because we know that with bad decisions, there are bad consequences. With good decisions, there are good consequences. And you really want to be someone who always makes good decisions.
Mm.
It's tough.
There's an old saying, let me see if I can remember it, that says, mind your thoughts
mm-hmm.
because your thoughts become your words. Mm-hmm. Mind your words because your words become your actions. Mm-hmm. Mind your actions mm-hmm. because your actions become your habits. Mind your habits because your habits become your lifestyle. Mind your lifestyle because your lifestyle determines your destiny.
Yes.
But it all starts with the mind.
Yes.
But being dads, being granddads, it is hard to monitor our kids. I mean, they have access to stuff we never dreamed of. Yeah. So in terms of the mind, the intellect, our kids are getting access to stuff our parents would have dropped dead if they saw us with it. How do we combat that?
Yeah. And I know as dads, we must be, and we've said it, we must be present, but we also must be engaged.
Mm.
Because I can clearly remember with my dad, he's been gone now since 2011, with my maternal grandfather, he's been gone since I believe it was 1976. I can still hear things that they have told me because I spent time in their presence. It didn't matter what negativity was going on around me. And it's also important where you get that positivity from, too, because you could have some of your peers telling you positive things, but will it have as much of an impact as if you have that father or father figure telling you the same thing? So where you get that positivity and negativity from also has an impact.
This is why I am so passionate about this program and about the father-child connection, Charles. And it's not because I have been or I am the most perfect dad. And it's not because I had the most perfect dad. But as a former educator and as a social worker and as a minister of the gospel, I see the effect of what absent fathers does to a child, to a family, to a community.
Yes.
And it's one thing to curse the darkness. It's another thing to switch on a light or be a light. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're not saying we have been the ideal dad, granddad, or whatever it is.
Because there's no manual for
this. A wise man learns from his mistakes. But here is something else. A wiser man learns from the mistakes of others.
Yes.
So we're willing to, one, share our mistakes, two, help those who haven't made them yet to learn from others so they don't have to make those mistakes.
Right.
The old saying, experience is the best teacher, that's probably true, but it doesn't have to be your experience.
That's
you can just look at another person's experience and say, I ain't going there.
And I refer to my dad a lot, and as I got older and started having my own children, he would say often that I want you to be a better father than I was. Well, I thought he was a really good father. Sure, he made mistakes. But what he was saying is, okay, don't make the mistakes that I made with you. Yeah, you're going to make the mistakes, but let them be your own mistakes. Don't repeat the mistakes that I did. So, and I really take that to heart. And I told my son, my youngest son has a child now, and I would tell him, you take the aspects from me, your uncles, and any other male figures in your life, and you incorporate them in your own parenting style. Take away the negativity, especially when that when you remember how that negativity made you feel.
Yeah.
You don't want to have that same feeling for your child. So it's an ongoing process.
It is an ongoing process. And being the last one of 12, I know my parents had one dozen of us. Being the last one of 12, there was an advantage that I had and still have, because I could look at my older brothers and sisters and I could see some of the choices they made and the consequences from that and thought, I ain't going there. There were a few times I thought I could do it better and did the same mistake and got the same consequence.
Yeah, my older brother used to say that I'm in the middle of five. I have two older and two younger. And my older brother used to say when the three of us, me and my two younger sisters came along, that dad had mellowed. No, we saw the mistakes that you made, and we learned from them, and we knew, okay, we better not do that because dad and mom does not like that. So that's all the process. We learn from their mistakes.
Yes. A wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wiser man learns from the mistakes of others. others. I want to thank our sponsor for today. Somebody heard us on the radio and decided she would like to sponsor the program, this morning's program, for all the men in her life, her uncle, her brother. And I want to say thanks to her for her sponsorship this morning. It is amazing how what you say, what we do say, Brother Charles, has an impact on people out there that we don't often realize. And I'm so grateful to God for this opportunity to say thanks to our listening audience for sponsoring our show this morning.
And to let them know that we take this platform seriously.
Yes.
We don't misuse it. We don't want to misuse it. It is Bible-based, Bible-believing, and that's where we take our angle to from the Bible. We don't try to put... The Bible is perfect.
Yes, it is.
You can't take away things. You shouldn't take away things, and you shouldn't add to it. So we take this platform very seriously.
Do me a favor. Do you have a joke this morning, man?
I do.
Yeah, give us one. I mean, we only have time one for this morning, but we have something around here that we call...
Dad's got jokes.
Dad's got jokes.
And sometimes the conversation gets so good that we forget
to do that.
It,
so, go ahead and give us one. I'll let you go first.
What do you call a rude cow?
What do you call a rude cow? I was going to say a coward, but probably not.
No, beef jerky.
Beef jerky. All right, listen, we'll take beef jerky for today. We're almost out of time, but I want to say to our listening audience, we are a listener-supported program. Our primary role is to empower our fathers and father figures to be better spies, to be better spiritually, to be better physically, to be better intellectually, to be better emotionally, to be better socially. And we do so by presenting to you these programs every single day, Monday to Friday. We want to say thanks to the moms of our children. And some of them might not be together. I mean, some of the dads and the moms are not together, but they give access to the kids, which is something that not many women do. So we want to say thanks for the moms that do that, because fathers do matter.
Yes, and part of what we do here is encouraging today's fathers, because they're teaching tomorrow's sons.
Exactly so.
To be good fathers for tomorrow.
All right, so we have 1 minute left, and I want to appeal to you, listening audience. We would like to have your support in three ways. We're asking for your prayers. Please continue to pray for this program so that we will continue being on the air Monday through Friday. And also, we ask for your hours. If you're able to volunteer, we'll take you. And, of course, your dollars, your financial support. You can also call us at 561-229-2379. That's 561-229-2379. Or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup at thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.